I want to reiterate some things. We're talking about a believing heart, a heart that believes. And you notice that it says in the Romans 10, 9 and 10, listen, I know you know it. This is what the person that never received Jesus, this is their confession of faith in the Lord Jesus. Listen what it says. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, you know, your mouth has to say, and shall believe in thine heart. Shall do what? Believe in thine heart. Thou shalt be saved. Right? For with the heart. With what? I do it with the heart. With the heart. With the heart I believe unto salvation, unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. And we're talking about a believing heart, a heart that believes. And so I want to go back and reiterate some thing that we looked at and go just a little bit further, a little bit different route to because spiritual things are real, or just real, well, actually are more real because of this is where all this natural came from, out of the realm of the spirit. And when a heart believes and when it fully persuaded, you're fully convinced, it is a precious, sweet thing to believe God. And the word says, Ephesians says, that it is his good pleasure to do it. So go back to Hebrews 12:2. That's where one of the scripture we looked at, and I want to revisit that scripture again. Hebrews 12:2. You notice we start out in Mark 11:22-3. Mark 11:22 say, have faith in God. Then verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall do what? Say, unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what? Those things which he saith. Shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, right? And so we're talking about the heart, the believing heart. Then notice what the 24th verse says, that when you pray, not before, not after, but when. When you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. He shall give you what? The desires of your heart. If your desire is weak, it's hardly that you'll pursue the things of God. I'm going to say it again. What make a person go after what God had promised them in the word? Because it's, you notice what Jesus said, if you follow me, if you do what I tell you to do, I'm paraphrasing, you can find this in the 5th chapter of Matthew, if you obey me, you do what I say, if you obey my word, you will be persecuted. Persecution will follow you, will come after you if you go after the word. And what caused many people to back off? Because they got a weak desire. But if you really want it, you ever seen anything in the natural? I remember, this has been years ago, and a good illustration for me may not be for you. I hope it will. I don't know if y'all remember, that's when I used to know every car Ford made. If it made it, I knew it. And they made one called Elite. This was Elite. I believe I'm saying it right. Ford Elite. And I got my wife and I convinced her that we needed a new car, and we did. I made a special effort. And I think I wanted to save me. I think, you know, back then you could do different stuff. And I think I said, I want to pay $800 down. Boy, I wouldn't buy nothing else. All the other stuff I was getting, didn't have to do, I didn't do it. I should have learned a lesson way back then. Because I wanted that car. I mean, I had a strong desire. You know what? I got it. The reason Satan backs people off because they got weak desire. Jesus, God said, whatsoever you desire, he'll give it to you. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So that's why we're talking about a believing heart. You have the ability in the midst of any, and that's why once you get born again, you have the ability in the midst of temptation, unbelief, doubt. But you, if you don't make a choice, your heart can't do it. But you have ability to make a choice against all the odds and believe what God said. But Thomas didn't do that. He made a choice to go with his senses. They told him the truth, remember? Jesus had already told Thomas up front that he was going to die and be raised again, right? Then they said, Thomas, we have seen the Lord. He should have said, wow, that's right, because he said he was going to get up. He said, uh-uh. And that's what happened to people. Pressure get on you. If you got a weak desire, you'll bag off the word and you'll go with the feeling. And you'll tell everybody how sick you are, how broke you are, how sad you are, how you can't do nothing, how they messing you up, how they taking your money, how they doing this, because you didn't believe the word. But where I want to pick up at you, I don't know if you were writing these down, but I want to pick up at the thought that says, consider Jesus. Consider who? Jesus. Consider Jesus. Listen now. Consider Jesus, not your weakness. Many times people consider their what? Weakness. Consider Jesus, not your sickness. Because really, to tell you the real truth, you don't have one. You are healed, and the devil trying to get you sick. Consider not your sickness, not fear, and not trouble. Everything, listen to this statement. Everything he did, all he did it for you. As far as Jesus, as far as the Son of God, there was nothing wrong with him. He hadn't sinned. He was with the Father. He was perfect in all his way. But what he did, he laid aside that which made him God, you know, in his deity, and became a human being, a man. And how did he do it? He wrapped himself up in a human body, just like you and I.